on college campuses and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God. God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, and deceit, propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, January 18th, 2014. We're in the third hour, taking phone calls all this hour. If you'd like to call in, join us, 1-800-313-9443. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. We're joined first by John in Tennessee. John, you had sent me a text message, and I may have misunderstood it slightly because I didn't have time to read it, but the EPA apparently, according to this, is taking land away from American citizens and giving it to Indians in Wyoming. Tell us a little bit about this story, because it was news to me, and I appreciate you bringing it to our attention.
Well, I stumbled upon it just doing my daily deal on the internet. And what it amounts to, Farron, is that the EPA has granted not just land, but the city of Riverton, Wyoming, which is 10,000 U.S. citizens. They've given that land in that town, something happens in the Senate, to the Wind River Reservation, which is the Shoshone Indians and the, can't remember the other tribe. Basically, it was just done. They, because of a Clean Air Act, they've rewritten the boundaries of the reservation and are getting ready to give them 1 million acres, which, if they haven't done it already, includes the town of Riverton. And what's troubling is that these people, since they're going to be part of a reservation, they're no longer eligible for state or federal services or local law enforcement. They're going to be dependent on the reservation's law enforcement, and their deeds and titles to their land, according to the article I'm reading on the Daily Caller, don't even have to be recognized by the tribe. They can take their land and basically make them part of the tribe.
So, you know, that was going to be my next question. You know, these people have legal title and have deeds to their land. But, you know, this just goes to show people, which I'm a firm believer, that you don't have any privacy property rights anymore in America. This just goes to show people that the government agencies like the EPA, you know, I did the story back, I think it was a little bit before Christmas, where there was going to be new regulations, new powers actually given to the EPA, vast powers after January 1st with regards to the rights of waterways and who controls them, which the government controls them all and the American people don't control anything about them now. But
that's where this originated, was in air quality and water quality. The tribes were concerned, and they've rewritten this because of the air quality. The you know, it's the Shoshone and the Arapaho. The problem, the thing that struck me, Farron, was I've been out there. It's a beautiful place in Wyoming. these people are going to basically lose their citizenship in this nation. Now, it sounds bad, and it is bad, but on the other side of it, I'm looking, well, if they're no longer U.S. citizens, are they required to pay federal income tax? Are they under the same legal situation that the Indians would be? That necessarily wouldn't be a bad thing. What's amazing is that the tribes do not have to recognize any of their property. So people that have been there since 1905 is when Riverton was given to become part of the state, they can lose everything that their family has worked for. They can lose their ranch. They can lose all of their personal property and their home, and nothing has to be recognized unless the tribal council decides that they want to do it. And this is something that the governor of Wyoming is against. The senators in Wyoming are against. And I'm looking for, since what's going on out west with regards to the Second Amendment and not recognizing any federal gun laws, you know, the talk in the state houses to totally nullify any federal gun law, then at what point is the Obama crony, his big bad boys, you know, and that's what it is, going to go against any state or any city in any district and just give their land to whoever they want under the guise of the Clean Air Act?
Wow, that is very interesting. I'm looking at the story right now, and to so everyone will know, it's at freepatriot.org, freepatriot.org, if you want to go check it out. And, well, you know, John, what you bring up here is just another insight into the character of the federal government, the far-reaching power the federal government has, and the powerless situation that the peasantry in America now is in. And the people better wake up and smell the coffee, because these organizations like the EPA can pretty much run roughshod and do whatever they want to. I'm a firm believer that the Constitution is in complete suspension, because the people do not have any of their rights that are supposed to be given to them by the powers of the Constitution. And this is just another red flag sign of how much trouble we're in this country today. But hey, I'll give you the last word. I've got several people on hold, and that's some great information. I want to thank you for sharing it with us. Everyone can look at it, read it for themselves, and take from it what you will.
Well, what's interesting, Farron, is not, you know, at the State of the Union address, he said he was tired of waiting on Congress. He has a phone and he has a pen. So basically, folks, if you don't know it by now, Obama has taken one of his many dictatorial acts, and he's pushing now and can literally, with the stroke of a pen, destroy this nation. And I don't know how anybody could sit back and say, when we know that he's been lying, we know that the economy is in shambles, and I heard him just a couple of days ago, it's turning around, we're doing good, folks. Well, you've got a jobless recovery. Get your head out of your cranial anal insertion and look at what's going on and realize these people will say anything. And you and I, as not just you and I, but all the listeners that are awake, we see through it. But there's 350 million people in this country, and most of them will believe whatever Sean the Pawn, little leprechaun Hannity has to say. They'll believe the big leprechaun O'Reilly. They'll believe all of these people that are paid talking propagandists. And they'll believe them to the point where they hold out their hands and ask for chains. They'll enslave and sell their posterity, their children and their grandchildren. And we've got to stop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, John, for bringing this to my attention. Some of the best information comes from the listeners. And I want to say we're going to have a break here just in a minute or so. I wanted to say, watching the WikiLeaks documentary, they had a segment. I don't know how long it was, maybe 2 minutes or whatever. And it just went from one news broadcaster to another, calling for Julian Assange to be murdered, to be killed by a drone, to be shot by a sniper. It had the giant leprechaun Bill O'Reilly, and it went through a whole host of them, the mainstream media. And it was really an eye-opener. to see that montage of all of the lapdog prostituted mainstream media pundits, these paid actors, telling the American people we should murder someone that dares to tell the truth. We should murder someone that exposes the lies of the federal government. And, of course, they all wrap themselves in the they're going to put troops in harm's way. Troops in harm's way. Let me tell you what puts troops in harm's way. Putting troops in foreign countries to fight never-ending wars for decades, that puts troops in harm's way. The truth should never be considered that it puts troops in harm's way. That's doublespeak. When we come back, we got Renee in North Carolina, Jerry in Chicago, and Art coming up. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Back in a moment.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Call in and join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phones. Renee, thanks for holding. How are you doing today?
Well, you know, I wanted to talk about what Jack McLam said. You know, his little saying was, Tyranny cannot come to the door of an American unless it comes in uniform. You know, the police and the military and the ABC enforcement agencies, you know, are the biggest threat to us. You know, and it's amazing to me how blind so many conservative Christians are to this, because it was men in uniform who drug off Jesus, an innocent man, and stuck a crown of thorns on his head, whipped him, and nailed him to a cross. Why can't they see this? And I can tell you, as a victim of crime, anybody from the police to the lawyers to the judges are useless, especially if your perpetrator has any connections to any people within that system. Good luck on ever getting justice. And so, you know, and I'm really tired of the bad apple excuse. You know, people will say, well, most of them are good. No, that cannot be. If most of them are good, they would all be blowing whistles like Snowden and them, and they would have cleaned everything up. It'd be easy for them. If most of them are good, that's a majority. They don't even have to take a risk. They can get together, and their numbers are so large, and with that large of numbers, without any real fear, they could come forward and clean it up. But instead, last week, we saw that the police and firefighters in New York City, there were articles that even made mainstream news, that instead of blowing the whistle that something really stinks about the whole 911 thing, no, they're using it as an opportunity to enrich themselves on money from taxpayers by filing false claims for disability. I just don't understand. And when I hear people take up for these people, you know, it just, to me, it's an insult to the victims. Because, like I said, if so many of them are good, why haven't they fixed the problem?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Renee, because it reminds me, I saw firsthand in Iredell County a prominent lawyer get a DWI. Now, in the state of North Carolina, it's hard to skate a DWI. And he skated it, you know, like Frosty the Snowman on ice skates. So you see these situations like that. And, of course, also people that's listened to this broadcast, my best friend killed by the Iredell County Sheriff's Department, and absolutely nothing came from that. But anyway, yeah, you know, and you, I don't know how old you are, and I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but in my lifetime, I have seen the police departments go from the Leave It to Beaver cop to now it is a militarized police force. I mean, just last week, Renee, I was reporting that Florida has pretty much got their own, one of the sheriff's departments got their own tank, a 30-ton battle-ready war machine. You know, we're seeing the militarization of the police here, and I want to get your opinion on this, Renee. And we're seeing all this in concert with the surveillance, with the loss of rights for American citizens, stories like what John just shared with us. I mean, we're seeing all of this come together in concert, and I'm with you because growing up in church, it seems like there's so many Christians that just absolutely don't want to come to grips with the fact of what, when you put it all together, when you connect the dots and you see everything that's happening in this country simultaneously, it is painting a very scary and ugly picture. Your thoughts, Renee?
Well, you know what? This is a little part I disagree with you, because I am 62. And I can tell you that when I was growing up, and I've met people from all over the country that tell the same story, generally, the pot dealer was like the chief of police or sheriff's son from an adjoining county. I've met people from all over the country say the same thing. And I had a former brother-in-law who was a narcotics agent before he was a cocaine dealer, and everybody in town knew it, but his family was connected, who would brag about how what they used to do when they'd pick up prostitutes was they'd put their, remember there used to be a screen, a wire screen between the front and the back seat, and he would brag, and this was like the late 1960s, early 1970s, He would brag about how what they'd do, they'd handcuff them behind their back, they'd get going real fast, and then they'd slam on the brakes so they'd hit face first against that wire mesh, and they just thought that was so funny. So the thing is, I think because before the internet and stuff, a lot of stuff was going on even back then, but we just didn't know about it.
Well, now that very well could be true. I wouldn't disagree with that. Personally, growing up in this area, the police was, it really was a friendly, it was a much different, if you had to interact with them, it was a much friendlier, less aggressive, intimidating type of procedure than it is today. But hey, I want to give you the last word. Great information. Appreciate the phone call. Anything else you'd like to add? We got about 2 minutes or so before we go to break.
Well, I agree. It is like a cancer, okay? And it just does keep growing uninhibited. See, in our institutions, what I have found in all our institutions that claim the moral high ground, that is where the most evil go to reside, because people to do their, the more clever evil go to hide and reside because they know they get the benefit of the doubt in the, because people don't want to believe that people in the clergy or the police or the medical profession or the psychological profession, which are many of the institutions they need to go to when they're in trouble. People don't want to believe that these people are not good. So actually, that is where evil gets to grow uninhibited, and that is what has happened to our institutions.
Hey, very interesting. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you. Thank you so much, Renee. And you definitely don't sound on the radio like you're over about 35. We're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Thanks for holding, Jerry. How you doing today, sir?
Good morning, Farron, and thank you for taking my call, and thank you for giving Jack with McLam a tribute. We really lost a really good patriot there. I spent all day Monday going over YouTube videos of him and learning his story and everything like that, and I used to listen to him when he was on Saturdays. But, you know, this is going crazy. Now, I can remember in my small town years ago, if you were in trouble, you went to the police, and the police would help you out, but not anymore. We don't even have people that are on the police force that even live in this town. So, I mean, you know, they don't have any real investment in this town. They come in from all over and they do a 4-hour shift and then they go work for another shift for some other police department, running around driving their car, wearing their badge and their bulletproof vest and, you know, writing up traffic citations for the most part.
Oh, that's interesting. It has changed so drastically, Jerry, and I guess you could say a generation, a couple of decades. And when you were referring to Jack McLam, you know, people like that have dedicated their life, that have spent decades fighting the good fight, you know, I wish we could do more to honor them. We're coming up on a break. Hold that thought for me, Jerry. I'll get you on the other side of the break. Then we've got Roger in Kansas coming up. Back in a moment. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, DO, and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Calls for the rest of the hour, 1-800-313-9444. We've got Jerry in Chicago. Brett kind of broke your thought there. Well, I got you, Jerry. I also wanted to get your opinion. Supreme Court ruling, Monsanto can continue to sue farmers for inadvertently growing their seeds. I mean, I'm amazed at how little airplay this type of information gets, because it's just so destructive to our American farmers. You've got the podium.
You know, Farron, I'm looking at all of these different things that they're just putting up against us and telling us that they're right and we're wrong. And our common sense and our spirituality and our individuality and our patriotism says that, no, this is not right. But we're not unified, and we don't know how to become unified. To fight this atrocity. I mean, and you got good people sitting on the sidelines, and they might as well be with the bad people, because, boy, this is just, I'm speechless on this stuff. I mean, all these big companies get the big breaks. I just found out something in the last week and a half about, the BP oil disaster in the Gulf, that's going on 4 years ago this April coming up. And did you know that the Sacks were being sold off 2 months beforehand because they knew something was going to happen, and that Bush and Cheney put together an oil cleanup company, and they got the contract to go in there and clean it up, and the stuff is still washing up on the shores in Louisiana and Mississippi, from what I understand.
Well, I didn't know the first part, but I did know that the stuff was still washing up. At that time, we had we were publishing the video of the beaches that individuals were filming, and you know, it was just horrific. And at the same time, the mainstream media was showing pictures that it, of clean beaches, and the core exit had magically ate it all, and you know, it was just over. But yet, there was loads of information of dying whales and everything else out there, and so I would be hard pressed to. I really, since then, I have rarely ate any seafood, but yeah, I'm not surprised in the least, Jerry.
Well, you and me both. I don't eat the seafood either, and I watch these other people. My sister just ordered tuna yesterday at a restaurant, and I was just shaking my head, and I said, "You have no clue, do you?" You know, so, hey, Farron, thank you very much for taking my call, and God bless you and everybody that listens.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Real quick, I want to say that, in case you're not aware of it, the New York restrictions on bullet sales start Wednesday. The AP is reporting. State police say the law will require retailers to record sales and do background checks on buyers, as required now for gun sales, once the state database is completely operating. We're going to go to Art, patiently holding. Hey, Art, thanks for holding. How you doing today?
Hey, Farron, how's it going, man? Well, I wanted to talk about Mr. Old Bam Bam and his speech yesterday about the NSA. But before getting to that, I really hate to be such a stickler about this, but I do kind of need to correct you on something you said a little while ago. And this, I was kind of pulling my hair out last week when Ralph Epperson was on, because I would have expected him better of him. And that's the issue of rights. We have to understand the Constitution does not grant or give us the power of rights or anything else. Our rights are endowed upon us by our Creator, recognized in the Declaration of Independence, protected through the Constitution, and affirmed by way of the Bill of Rights. That's how that works. So when people say we are granted by the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, that just really drives me completely nuts. And, you know, it's, people really need to start being very careful about how they say things, because to the uninformed, this gives a really bad impression, and it gives and sends the wrong message. But anyway, on Obama, what I found interesting was anyone who watched that speech yesterday, I didn't know if I wanted to laugh or cry, because he talked about going to, you know, put an end to the current process by which the NSA collects this data and this and that and the other, and it's going to be more transparent, and all of these different changes were going to take place. But never anywhere in there did he say anything about they were going to stop this massive collection. Just that they're going to change the way they do it. And what really struck me was anyone who remembers early spring 2002, when Steven Steinhauer, the FBI, gave a press conference, and he said, quote, "We may not always be able to tell you why the agent or agents are knocking at your door. Will some of your civil liberties slip while we work to secure to ensure your security? Maybe." Well, if you listen to Obama yesterday, he said virtually the exact same thing, which means he's telling the American people, your rights are going the way of the dinosaur. And all I could think was, wait a minute, I don't need you to ensure my security. In fact, nobody needs a government to do that. We have, within our own capabilities, the power and authority and the ability to do it ourselves. And I'm here to tell you, Mr. Obama, I have it, the capability right here to secure my own security
And by providing for my own security, I secure my own rights. I don't need you or a government agency to do it for me. But then again, I'm one of those kind of guys that I don't believe that we need government at all. In fact, the only people who need a government are people who are incapable of governing themselves.
You know, it's interesting, Art, because I didn't get to see it live, but I watched some of the clips from it, and it reminds me of going to, like, the carnival where the guy would have the shell game, you know, and you'd try to, like, find the pee under it. How he's going to move it all around, and someone else is going to be in control of it. They're going to go through the secret court now. You know, does anyone in their right mind believe that the government is going to quit doing these processes that they're doing of spying on everyone, not just in America, but the world? They're obviously not going to stop. They're going to continue, and they're going to continue in more ways, if at all possible. And it's just smoke and mirrors. But for some reason, and I'll get your opinion on this, for some reason, when they come out and they do this, and it's almost like an appeasement, the American people try to accept that, well, something's been done about that. Now we can all feel better about it. Everything's going to be all right, and we'll just go on about our lives. And they don't seem to be able to put together the big picture of what is actually transpired here. Now, as you well know, broadcasters on this network and others have been saying, and you probably were well aware long before Edward Snowden made this revelation, that all this was going on, but the American people wouldn't believe it. But now that the television and Wolf Blitzer or Sean Hannity or someone has admitted that all this is true, now the American people believe it, and all they're looking for is there's some kind of reconciliation, appeasement, and he's given it to them, and the American people will just continue to lollygag on down, stumbling down the road to their enslavement without really giving it a second thought. It seems to me like your opinion, Art, and I'll give you the last word, and I certainly appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. I mean, and they're soaking it up like a sponge does water. And, you know, it kind of brings to mind also when we talk about these things. I watch C-SPAN every Monday through Friday. I watch the debates on the House on the floor of the House and the Senate. And there was, you know, what all we see going on right now goes directly to what this one senator on the floor of the Senate said, 2 days, I believe it was 2 days ago. He said, the American people, in order to live free, need to have the right information so they can make the right choices. But unfortunately, the American people don't have the information that they need in order to be able to live truly free. So what does he do? He brings to the floor a bill that's going to provide the people with the information. Now, you want to talk about a propaganda mouthpiece. This is exactly what we're talking about. They are going to now put in place a piece of legislation which will allow them to provide you the information you need to make the intelligent decisions to live free. Really?
Wow. Interesting. Hey, thank you so much. Sounds like back to the wolf being in charge of the hen house. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Roger in Kansas. Roger, the break is probably going to get you, but we'll hold you through it. Thank you for holding. Well, Roger, hold on. You'll be first when we come back after the break. Then we got Betty in North Carolina. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick,
Try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
This hour, Roger has been patiently holding on. Thank you for holding for me, Roger. What's on your mind today?
Thanks, Farron. I wanted to respond to John from Tennessee. He's talking about a city in Wyoming put under an Indian tribe. What I'm observing is this may well be the very first manifestation of the effects of the Restore America plan. And my question is, how many of the citizens there signed and thumbprinted the Declaration of Sovereign Rights held by indigenous power, as it's called? What this does, it changes the legal standing of those who sign this thing to that of an Indian. And this analysis was read by Stat Miller, and I've been on Darren Week's show talking about it several times. And this may be the first manifestation of what follows upon that trap, It is a trap. That analysis is on Darren Week's website, governamerica.com, and it was posted on Rents as well. So if people want to know what's going on there in Wyoming, I am thinking that I've been waiting to see when this would manifest, where the people's legal standing recognized formally and acted upon, actually, by signing and thumbprinting this this trap they've set to put us directly under the empire rather than the our former legal standing.
Now, when you say they signed this, are you referring to the people in this area signed this? Because this is new to me, so feel free to go ahead and educate us that haven't. That
okay.
This is new information. Go into it a little deeper if you'd like.
Yeah, there was a movement here. In, for example, I'm from Kansas, and there was a movement here a year or two ago where Clyde Cleveland was personally going around and promoting this Restore America plan, and attendees would, before they could attend a second meeting, they had to sign and thumbprint this document. And this document, my analysis shows it to be, and it's posted on Darren's website, it is a declaration that of changing your legal standing to that of an Indian and as an indigenous. And so what we see is this effort evidently has been going on for decades, being prepared for decades. Some of the body of the language in the declaration itself is lifted out of New Age, is a New Age manifesto, a New Age piece by Glenda Green of the Spiritist Church called Love Without End and Jesus Speaks, where she claims that the Lord came and sat for his portrait to be done, and she recorded what he said to her, and that was published in 99. And then promoted by Clay Douglas in the Free American in 2003 and 4. And so this plan, I mean, it's bodily lifted from there, and the language is most significant, as you'll see in that analysis. So this is how they can, quote, lawfully change these people's legal status without them knowing it. To that of an indigenous or an Indian, which is have rights under this federal government as sort of even more just privileges. It's a step below citizenship in the United States or in the United States of America. And what it does, it refers back to, for example, in the source of authority, the legal matrix that they're reaching back to is exemplified in 2001 federal ruling regarding Indians in a certain lawsuit they had where they cited the source of their authority as a papal bull. And it goes to a source of authority that is presumed under their law to be even over the United States and the United States of America because, and this is, I've yet to expose much of this, but this is actually one of the international law meanings within the Declaration of Independence. This is a direct sort of citizenship under the empire today, and this is the legal justification for doing this with the people. Possibly, it's they're voluntarily changing their legal standing to that of an indigenous or an Indian, which is a much lower legal standing. And this is what the Restore America plan was targeted to do, and these meetings were going on all around America. And I think it doesn't seem unlikely that the independent, freedom-loving, fierce individualists in Wyoming, in small towns in Wyoming, may well have signed this fraud in large numbers. So this is what I'm proposing is a likely first manifestation of the effects of what is called the trap or the Restore America plan.
Roger, I want to thank you so much for calling in and sharing that with us. I'm looking at governamerica.com. You can go there and get some more information on it. Unfortunately, Roger, we're almost out of time, so we're not going to get to go into it any deeper. Maybe we can next week. But very, 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 very interesting story. So if you'd like to get some more information, go to governamerica.com. You'll see it right there in the rotator. And thanks so much, Roger, for calling in and sharing that with us.
All right, more than welcome, Farron. Everybody take heed and know what's going on and check out that analysis, please. So,
thank you so much. We got time for one more phone call. Holding on patiently, Betty in North Carolina. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind? We got about 2 minutes.
Usually when I call, I'm calling about the sheriff as a level of government and the county citizens' duties as a resident of the county. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Listening. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Okay, didn't know. For instance, in the county I'm in, there's 1 million people, and there's probably 10,000 men who could be part of a militia if they were equipped and knowledgeable. Then there's the need for the same kind of thing going with the citizens in the county to serve on juries and to petition for a jury hearing on something that they are concerned about. And then the teaching of the law to be able to sit on the jury and judge the law needed for the next generation. And the last thing is neighborhoods so that we can help one another when it comes to the election and what's going on with the lawmakers. And that's all I had to say.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The answer to globalism is localism. And I want to thank you for the phone call. I wish we had more time. I wanted to play this clip before we run out of time today. We dedicated the broadcast today, the all 3 hours, to the memory and the great work and the life of a great patriot, Jack McClellan.
To quit. We haven't won yet.
It's not time to quit. We have not won yet. And I want to thank everyone for all the phone calls. We'll be back next week from 8 to 11 Eastern Time, 7 to 10 Central Time. Support Republic Broadcasting. Go there and support the work of John Stattmiller and the great crew he's got, bringing you the news and information that you don't get anywhere else. Support the alternative media. Go to the website, thealternativemedia.com. Support the alternative media if you can. We're here each week trying to give you the news and information that you don't get anywhere else. And then we always dedicate third hour to listen to information and the views and opinions of listeners. I think that's important. Only together can we affect change. And when have you ever seen our country in more peril than what we find it in today? AlternativeMedia.org. If you're looking to educate yourself in these different matters, Federal Reserve, Bilderberg, so much information there. Go there, check it out, and judge for yourself what the truth is. Don't listen to me. Judge for yourself. Look into these matters for yourself. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com, and you can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. I had several stories that I didn't have time to get into today, but you could look into them for yourself. Secret